welcome to the Putter League podcast with your commissioner Patrick.
It's grand final week, and here it's I'm the commissioner. I'm in the grand final playing against the 2022 champ, the GM of Born to Win, Sean. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Pats. Fantastic. It's a pleasure to be back on the pod for starters, and it's great to see you in the grand final again. Yeah, really good, really competitive season again this season. I think the last time we were on here talking about being in the grand final,
it's only like maybe similar. Three games separating from 10th to first. So
yeah,
could have been anyone's game this year.
Oh yeah, that's how tight it was. You know, for my team particularly, I feel like I was pretty lucky to even make it to the play-in. So to be in this position now, given how tight that was, yeah, you know, it's a true blessing, and I'm honoured to be there, you know.
Yeah, because you never know when your next grand final will be, because you waited like 12 years to get back to the grand final, didn't you? From year one to year 12?
Sure did. There were a couple of thirds in there. There are a few hypothetical rings, but yeah, no, actually, I think it was 12 years I had to wait. It's a long time, you know?
Yeah, mine's been pretty constant, so it's not too bad, yeah. Every 4 years or so. But yeah, like between both of us, that's seven grand finals out of 14 seasons, so
yeah.
It's not a bad achievement.
A grand final. Nah, it's a huge achievement, I reckon.
What was that?
To think that two out of 14 is us two facing each other now.
Yeah, every 2 years, at least us make it. Then Tex has been in three grand finals.
You'll be the most seeded in the grand final now, won't you?
Yeah, it'll be embarrassing if, you know, I 1-4, 1-3 record, you know, that's like LeBron like levels of finals, you know.
you will be the
I would say I'm the LeBron of the league. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to our semi-final opponents. I think they've had a good season too. It's just bad luck. They fell on the second last hurdle.
Yeah, I think Richie was a bit of bad luck there and a little bit of mismanagement maybe at the end.
Yeah.
Did you beat him by 10 points?
Yeah, he used all his ads too early. Had nothing to do on the last day.
That's why he didn't add. I didn't even look at how many ads he'd made. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, but yeah, he made some silly ads. And I spoke to him today. He wants an investigation. He thinks it's rigged.
Oh, really? What's rigged? Which part was rigged?
I don't know. He wants a full investigation or he's out. He wants to join Mick bandwagon.
Maybe Mick's been in his ears.
He's ready to retire.
Mick's quitting again.
But yeah, it's Mick and ready after a loss. Like, you know, after 6 months of off-season, you'll probably be back into it again, like Mick every year.
Oh, yeah, I reckon once the pain sort of goes away after Mad Monday, you know, they can...
You get that hunger again and builds up.
That's it. Let the blues out.
And how about your opponent? 6 months later. Your semi-final opponent suffered a tough loss.
My semi-final opponent didn't suffer a tough loss. It was inevitable. I told him I wasn't going to lube up. I told him I was just going to give it to him as hard as I could. And you could see the result. You fuck around, you find out. You know? That guy didn't belong. As far as I'm concerned, that guy didn't belong in the semis. He lucked out on the quarters with a two-game week from the Mavs with Luka and Kyrie. Jordo and Dench's top two picks only playing 4 games total. And what did he win by? 60 points, 70 points, something like that? Rubbish.
They make that up in two extra games, wouldn't they? Luka makes that in one game.
Yeah. If they'd had a 3-game week, see you later. see you later, bye-bye. That guy did not belong
there. Yeah, it was just that. Sometimes when you draft, you got to look at the schedule, advanced schedule grid.
Oh, yes, it helps.
Sometimes that helps, you know.
Yeah, obviously, the GM.
And drafting two of your best players on the same team.
I think there's a bit too much Dallas love over on that side of the world, you know. Over at least in Jordan land. If it was then, yes, he would have had all the 76ers.
Oh, yeah. He would have had a Simo. Nah, Embiid. Yeah, nah, Embiid was there.
Embiid and Maxi.
Yeah, that was Makusha's fight. 76ers.
Yeah, he went out firing. Poor guy. Lost Embiid.
It was the favorite first 5 weeks in. We were at, what party was that? Was that the twins party? The one Andrew didn't turn up? You were in the Maldives?
Yeah. That's the one.
We were saying, that's the favorite.
Oh, Makush was?
We were saying, he's got it in the bag.
Yeah, he was the points. He was the total. He was the highest points.
Embiid was killing it.
Yeah, Maxi came out firing. Everyone was just firing for his team. And then he jagged DeMar DeRozan off D.
Yeah, you broke up a bit there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he. Then he. Can you hear me now? Am I back?
Yeah, it's.
Hold on.
Can't hear the last. Oh, you got disconnected there.
Oh, really?
Are you back on?
Hold on. I'm still here. Yeah, I think so. Let me just touch the screen.
Are you on?
Can you hear?
Yeah, just keep touching the screen. Yeah.
Oh, is it better now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
no disruptions.
Yeah, I'll keep touching the screen. But,
Yeah, so today, day one of the finals, you had a pretty good day, I'd say. You were the winner for today, I reckon, even though I'm in front.
I don't know. I think that Jalen Johnson line let me down a bit. But the Cade one was great, and Jabari Walker for a free agent was... He went all right.
Just pretend that's a good day, you know?
Yeah, I'll take it. To average that. But, your boy still did all right, and that bloody Vasily.
He got robbed of a double double. Sport.
Oh, really?
And then I look at ESPN, it was 9 assists.
Yes. I like that. He wasn't even meant to play. Apparently, yeah, that's he got a sore shoulder.
Point difference there.
Yeah, it's decent. That's a decent difference. But that's, I don't know, maybe it could have been the same for Jabari Walker. He had 9 rebounds, but I could have sworn there was 10 in there.
Oh, yeah. Just like, remember that 2013, like, you were waiting on that Jrue Holiday assist that didn't get counted, and you lost by 2 points.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. And looking, was that the one that you put in our matchup? Was that against you that I was playing in the first round, or?
Yeah, it was on that Instagram post on that.
Yeah, it was like 7:20 to 7:18 or something. It was sick.
Yeah, 7:18.
Ah, unbelievable.
Yeah, you disappeared again. Oh, there you go.
Oh, hold on. Yeah.
Are you still there? Now.
Yeah. It's still counting. I have to keep touching.
What's going on? I was going at 100 and these other cars came in. Now I'm going at 38 kilowatts an hour.
Oh, what?
Slowing down my charging. Because a car next to me pulled up and started charging in the next one. So they're sharing.
They're sucking
sharing
juice.
The load, you know? Yeah. So tomorrow, it's you got your MVP playing.
Yeah. And you got you've got Harden and AD. Well,
it's not considered Harden. I know the Harden I know used to get 40 at will.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, like he hurt his finger last game. He doesn't even wants to pass.
All about assists. Feed Kawhi, feed PG. That could change.
They have a back to back, don't they?
I believe
does
they
the Clippers
do.
Have
I can't look right now because I don't want the app to crash. But it's possible.
Yeah, I think it's a Kawhi rest day, you reckon?
I think
because they're playing four games and it's Tuesday already, so yeah, they'd have to have at least one back to back.
I think you might actually see Harden pop up on the injury report tomorrow because apparently he hurt his finger last game and he only took three shots after that. Well, he only took
Kawhi.
Three shots for the whole game. Harden.
No, he just doesn't take shots. Who's on injury report?
AD's on the injury report, but that's every day, every game, right?
Yeah.
He's like day to day, every single day, and then he plays. He's had a solid season. Who,
AD?
For you?
Yeah, it's been a good. I think that's a good steal of the draft of the year.
Yet, what do you think about? You've lost quite a few players through the season too.
What was that?
You've lost quite a few.
You broke up a bit there. Yeah, I've lost like the team that was on that 9-game winning streak in the middle of the year. It's half of them are gone.
Yeah.
Hayward, and then Kessler, OG, Vince. Even Trey Jones is out. Julius.
Yep. Yeah, you took on Randall in that trade with Stevius of Texaria.
I don't think it was a high-risk move. It was just, there was little risk involved. The waiver wire additions make it up.
Oh, yeah.
So Kessler, he'll get you like maybe 10, 20 points, a random 40 here and there, and then sometimes he's benched.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
I'm
hoping Randall makes an appearance.
No. That's all right. Randall can stay where he is, so DiVincenzo keeps starting at power forward, you know? I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you keep breaking up there.
Oh, hold on. Let me try to unplug this.
Oh, welcome back, Sean. Sorry about that technical difficulties there, but we're back. Full reception.
No, that's all good. I think it could have been my end that was stuffing up. Apologies.
Yeah, sorry to the 20 viewers or listeners we got.
Yes, apologies, viewers. But yeah, still a long way left in the week, you know. There's so many things that can happen.
And there's back-to-backs, you know. I might be forced to drop Randall, I reckon, if there's no news of him coming back. If I get one of my big guns are out.
Oh yeah, if you get an injury.
Yeah, even Tyus Jones, I don't think he's coming back. He's not even injured.
Yeah, he's still sitting on the sidelines. He's following the team around.
He's a free agent.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to ruin anything.
Yeah.
But what's he going to... He's not going to be a starter.
Nah, he's a backup point guard.
He's been great for me. Got me 2 triple-doubles this year.
Yeah, he's been getting you some big double-doubles too, hasn't he? Like
the assist machine.
Yeah, killing it.
So tomorrow, it's a big day. Got our big guns are playing. Got my... Devin Vassell's out. That's a
tough loss.
For the year, isn't it? Is it for the year?
He's done. Stress fracture in the foot.
Yeah, but it's only 3 games.
Yeah, but still, like, when he's on, he'll get me 30 plus. So it hurts. But yeah, I don't know.
That was a tempting trade you offered me earlier this year, the Hardenstein for Vassell.
Yeah, I did offer you that, didn't I? Ooh.
Yeah, and I decided, oh, this guy, I like Hartenstein, he's doing well.
And then he got injured.
Yeah. But it's good to know Hartenstein's black.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, what a interesting revelation there.
Yeah, he's a ginger.
He's a, what is he, Jewish black guy? He's a Jewish black guy.
Yeah.
With red hair.
Yeah. He's a monster.
So yeah, I was speaking to Richie as well. He said he can't believe he lost as well. Papa Will said he can't believe
Richie lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here, to be honest. I shouldn't even be in the finals.
I'll tell you what, I would rather be up against Richie, I've got to say, because Harden and AD have 4-game weeks. So does Hartenstein. Most of your players have 4-game weeks, whereas Richie, he had Jokic with a 3-game week.
And yes, he had three games.
Ingram and Şengün out. So that would have been, I'm not saying a walk in the park, but
you know. And Malik, I think that was his fourth best player, Malik.
Yeah, Malik, that hurt him big time. That was a Luka Doncic special, flopping on his leg. Unbelievable.
And that let's talk about your, is Wesley gonna be there? Do his presentation and a speech?
Wes is currently overseas. He told me he was going away for a couple of weeks, and I said, okay, I'll see you in 3 months. And he laughed at that, but he's still away, and it's been about a month and a half, I reckon. So I think there's a chance that he might not be there.
Oh, who's going to present it?
Maybe my slave, aka Andrew, could present it to me, you know? Oh, but actually, he might not even be showing up.
That's a great idea. Really?
Yeah. He doesn't like going out to things, you know?
Oh, I've read his, he's got a list. Have you seen his notes on his phone?
Oh no, what's the little notes about?
It's got about 3 pages of notes of excuses not to go out. Is text gone?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Because I've got to find a way to get Kane's ring.
Oh yeah, well,
Kane's ring's still sitting at my house as well.
Yeah, give it to me. I'll get it to him.
Oh yeah,
just bring it as well, I reckon, and find a way to.
Yeah, I'll bring both.
Yeah, if it's not too much trouble.
All right. So do you have your goggles ready, and you cleaned that up from last time, ready for your celebration next Monday?
No, I haven't even. I'm going day by day. I'm not ready to celebrate because I still think you're a good shot to get me. I reckon those odds you put up, those $3 to $1.20, was rubbish odds. I think it should be much closer.
I'm $3, I think.
I think it should be $1.90, you know?
No, you've got like stars. I've got bums. I'm relying on bums to actually play well. That's the difference.
Nah, but this time of the season, anything can happen.
The betting people, they want the sure thing, so they would rather bet on Cade Cunningham over Hayward Highsmith, you know?
No way, but Cade was a surprise to play today, you know?
What did he get you, 50 or?
Yeah, he got the 50 today, but he might not even play the rest of the week. So I might have to find a replacement for
him. Yeah, Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson's the key. He plays on the low volume days. The low volume days where you make your points.
Yeah.
And I have to rely on like Trent and Watford's to keep up.
Hey, that was a good pickup. If you didn't add him the other day, you would have lost.
Yeah. That was my last pickup of the week. Number 7. Acquisition number 7.
You know, I was actually considering dropping my Keyonte George for him at last week. If I'd done that, it might have been over for you.
Well, I would have gone Patrick Beverley, but I don't know why I went with Patrick Connaughton Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
That was 18 points difference.
Oh, was that when Dame sat?
Yeah.
Dame sitting tomorrow as well. That's good news for Chris Middleton.
Is he playing?
Who, Middleton? There you go.
Yeah, he's DTD still, is he? Confirmed.
It's a back-to-back. He'll probably play tomorrow and then miss the next day.
And Dane comes back?
No idea. The next day? No idea. Yeah, don't know what's happening with Dame. I think he's just upset that Andrew...
He didn't like his team, probably. Maybe he didn't like the management of his team in a semi-final clash.
Yeah, pretty much. He was disappointed with his GM. Didn't feel like he was playing for a contender, so he said, left
just like in Portland, requested a trade.
Yeah, this guy, this GM, this organization's not getting me anywhere,
So for those who don't know, we've decided to split the prize money, is that correct?
Correct. That's because I saw this matchup as a $1.90 matchup. I didn't see it as a $1.23 matchup. And at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's about the pride and joy of trying to win the Putter League, The victories will never be forgotten, but the money will, I feel like until all the GMs realize this, that's what wins titles, the pride and the joy. Not the search for money. And the chance to cement your faction into the history books. The Dagobah has been performing very strongly, That's because we're all about in the finals,
Then 2020, what was that? What is this? What is Kate messaging me?
I don't know. What are you messaging parts, Kate?
What's this?
I'm not sure if you guys are just on a call or recording a podcast.
We're on a podcast.
Oh.
Kate.
I feel like this podcast will consist of... Are you still there, Sean? Can you...
Shut up. Get off. This is for GMs only. Not for Wags. Wags not invited.
If Mick retires, there's a spot open for her.
Fair enough. But then I feel like I'm such a supportive partner that I would just give Sean my good players.
No, you can't collude.
Because you were a champion, weren't you? You were a champion of Greg Stevens' competition.
Yeah, she's a champion of the Wombats, in the Wombats League.
Morning, Masses.
Yeah, we've had a big influx of morning shift staff
coming to the
Metro.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy named Francel. Do you know who he is?
Oh, hold on. Was that what's her name, son?
No, he's an old school philo. And then for 20 years we've been calling him Ray, and then he comes to work with a name tag named Francel.
I know Ray. I don't know Francel.
I go, what's this Francel? Like, I see him on the list. There's a Francel Jorge. And then I go to his train station. Oh, you're Francel. I thought you were Ray.
What a crack up. Hey, so when do the Putter League Awards come out?
Oh, yeah. So, let's get on with the awards here. Let's go announce them. So MVP, who are we giving that to?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's a lot of contenders out there.
I would say considering where he was picked.
Oh, maybe only because he doesn't sit games. The start of the season, I was hitting myself for not taking Embiid, but Domas had a slow start, but then Embiid got injured and disappeared. So, very happy to have Domas in the end.
Yeah, it's now the new Jokic.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far because he's lost Monk and Herder as well. I don't think you'll see any triple doubles this week. He won't get enough assists.
Well, I hope not. Not even maybe have a rest. They've got a big plan coming up.
Nah. He needs to keep powering on.
How about waiver wire acquisition or free agent signing of the year?
I'd say Jalen Johnson. But I got him before the season started. Does that count as a free agent?
Yeah, you got him. He wasn't even drafted. You got him before the season started.
Yeah. But who else was juicy? I think Vince Williams Jr. was pretty juicy there.
For me, Hartenstein, that's my best free agent.
Off the top of my head, I can't think, but I know I've looked at other people's teams and gone, wow, that was a free agent pickup too.
I think for Andrew?
Nah, but he turned into dust. He realized he was playing for a
break. Vasile, he took over.
Yeah, Vasile took over. Today, Trey Mann got Andrew a 7. And he did absolutely nothing last week.
Well, I don't think Andrew has bothered him today.
That's very sad when you don't even want to play off for third and fourth, you know?
You don't
very
even care sad. About the bronze.
Very
Little
sad.
Richie, he's making pick-up moves. He's made another big move today. Jock Landale.
Oh, yeah. Not a bad pickup.
Apparently, Brad would be the unluckiest team